But a place burning up, all strung
I have to hit listen to that one part I like saying. This guitar was nasty too. Love the song too much. It's so good. I don't even like remember like any songs on the self-named album. Like I don't remember like it like that because like I just listened to it and it was so.
I will come back to this. I literally come back to this album every month, bro.
I just remember you guys always talking about it. Bro.
This so good. Really, like that shit made me. Mad, bro.
That is Amorosa right there. Like this is, album?
Bro. Yeah. Everything else is bullshit.
Yeah.
This one is
bro. Right. Like this. Oh my god. I don't even know what my favorite song is. I like all of them.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Is I just listen.
Like, this is a fucking intro.
Together now.
Myself. You sing like Johnny Craig.
Myself. Short every time. Whoa.
Oh no, this is my favorite song. Share the sunshine, young blood. That shit.
Banger.
This whole album. This album.
Oh my gosh. Still feel her part four, bro. Let's get into it.
Welcome back to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. I hope everyone is doing well and that you're having a lovely Sunday because we switched up the release dates of the episodes. We're going to do a lot sooner now and we're going to post on Sundays. Yeah. So I hope everyone is doing well and you're having a lovely Sunday. I am, of course, joined with my fellow co-hosts. I have Lewis, a.k.a. Seventh.
Yo.
And I have Lorenzo.
My shoulder hurts really badly.
Yeah, you were talking about that earlier.
If you're sleeping on your stomach, like, be careful on which, like, where you're facing, because my junk is messed it up.
Gonna have to do some yoga or something, or, like, stretch out.
I need somebody to sock me in mine, because mine hurts, too.
It just hurts. Like, I even feel my neck, and my left side of my neck is all types of, like, like, it's buff over there.
Yeah,
it's like, buff it's over just... there. And then on my right side, it's just... I didn't even look at the gym. This junk hurts.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Besides the pain. But nice. Good. It's nice. Fine.
It's another lovely recording day. It is not too hot outside, which is fine.
It's nice out.
Yeah, it's chill. And we've got a special episode planned today talking about, I would say, one of the most notable post-hardcore bands back in the day. But they do switch up a little bit. We are going to talk about Amorosa. It's a B-side. We're doing a B-side today.
It's a B-side.
And before we start, though, I do want to just shout out some people, some amazing people that that have been on the show, friends of the show that are creating. First and foremost, we've got Anupina, who was on the show.
Yeah.
They just dropped their YSL music video.
Yes, crazy. Sir. My whole face is in it. Crazy. Like in one scene. It was crazy. Because I didn't think I was going to be like, used like that.
But there was just like one cut, and it's like a fisheye lens, and I'm like all up in it. I was like, that's me. I know that guy.
It bumps. It's crazy. And it looks good. Like the music video, just by itself, like looks great.
Thank you.
And of course the song looks good. Thank you.
The song looks good. Yes, thank you for all my hard work.
And of course, we also have a project being dropped by Senor Seventh and Macadamian, aka Dirty Shoes, this month, right?
Yeah, Machete Siete, you are. Oh, what happened?
That sounds exciting. That sounds exciting. I can't wait.
That was a lot of Tourette's in one session.
But yeah, we're going to get right into the B-side. We're going to talk about Emerosa. Very notably, frontman Johnny Craig being in the band for a cool minute. But before Johnny Craig joined, they were actually a screamo band for their first album. For those who don't know who Emerosa is, they formed in Lexington, Kentucky in 2006, and they dropped the, what is that album called? See, I don't even remember anymore.
This Is Your Way Out?
This Is Your Way
Wasn't
Out.
Wasn't he on that, though?
Johnny Craig? No. No, he came in Relativity, because he was with Dance Gavin Dance at that time, making Downtown Battle Mountain. So the original members of the band were lead vocals were Chris Roberts and Chris Roeder, who did that album, the more screamo album, before Johnny Craig would come in. It is their debut. It's 23 minutes long, so it's not even that long of an album, and it's 7 tracks. What did we think of our first introduction to Emerosa?
I hated them.
You hated them?
That EP was trash. Like, even... Well, I don't know. Listening now, it was horrible. Probably, like, I probably liked it when I first heard it. Like, back in, when did it come out? Like, 07 or 06? I think 07. I liked it. But.
You didn't know no better.
Yeah, like, I thought that was the band. You know, I didn't expect anything else.
I'll go because I'm the newest listener since I just listened to everything in the past 2 days. I thought this band was so interesting, like, well, when I first, for this first album, because they just switched up so much in each song, like they did, like, crabcore and stuff, like in the song, and then, like, would play regular, and then speed it up, and it was just, like, really intense. It was like a, what did I say? It was like a DJ set with rock. Like, they just had so much build up, so many drops, and, like, every song. It's, like, every song.
Which is something that you, like, the whole EDM aspect of hardcore... is really popular around this time. Think,
oh my God,
Asking Alexandria,
Attack, I See Attack. Stars. It was so stinky.
Captain Chunk, No Chunk, like
Enter Shikari. Like it was. Oh my God,
EDM was really heavy in the hardcore, and so you really need, honestly, a good guitarist. Which shout out to E.R. White, who is still with the band to this day. He's the lead guitarist. He that goes dude, pretty crazy.
That hey. Dude is nutty.
Hey, leave, bro. Leave.
Leave.
Get out. Get out now, bro.
Yeah, bro. Hey, bro. It's not it no more.
Bro, that
I love you, dog, but like that they not for you no more. So bro.
Nutty.
Change the name or something.
Which we'll get to. But yeah, he really shows his stuff on This Is Your Way Out. This is technically an EP, but considered an album to some. And yeah, right after though, we see two people leave the band, which are actually the lead vocalist, as well as, I believe, the guitarist. And we have someone join in, Mr. Johnny Craig, who at this time was kicked out of Dance Gavin Dance after a festival, and he came over to Emerosa to start writing and singing as their frontman. Then we get into Relativity. They released a demo, and then, of course, 3 singles. Relativity comes out. People seem to like it. People at this time love Johnny Craig because he's part of A Skylit Drive, the band that he created, Dance Gavin Dance, the other band that he created. No, not Skylit Drive. A Ghost on Third. That was the band that he created. Dance Gavin Dance, and now he's part of Emerosa. Big hype around Emerosa as well.
What a troubled soul.
What a troubled soul.
Yeah, no, yeah. And there's a little bit of Dance Gavin Dance drama that happens all throughout Emerosa's career. which we'll get into. And ironically enough, the next B-side we're doing is Dance Gavin Dance. So, yeah. So Johnny Craig comes in for Relativity. It's fairly, you know, it's Johnny Craig's voice. People, I think that's the most notable thing about the album, is that we get Johnny Craig. I don't think there's a lot of emotion to it, in my opinion, when it comes to Relativity.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I think it really comes in for their next album, which of course we'll talk about. But what did we think of Relativity?
That's my favorite song on it so far.
listening back, it's kind of like, it's weird to listen to, but it's fire at the same time because it was different. Like, nobody was singing like that in a hardcore band.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Like, this soulful singer, like, it's like Justin Timberlake mashup with, like, like, bro.
I think at the time, Johnny Craig was the only one to do it.
Yeah.
His range is nasty.
Amoroso was so influential, bro.
Yeah.
Especially him, like, specifically. Because, like, bro, everybody's screaming or, like, singing. Yeah. Like, they still have, like, the punkish vocals. This dude comes in singing, like an R&B singer.
Yeah, he's so soulful.
Like, what? Yeah. But Relativity was pretty dope.
I thought Relativity was pretty tight. Because it sounded like... Okay, going from the first album to the second album, it sounded like they understood where they want to put their drops now. And, like, where they want to... Like, they shortened some of their build-ups and some of their drops. And, like, would build up so hard for, like, something really good in this album.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Relativity was pretty popular. They are still considered metalcore at this time. And so they were touring with, like, Devil's Wear Prada, Sky Eats Airplanes, and stuff like that. And wow. So it'll be 2 years until their next album, arguably their most popular album.
Wait, before we move on, set it off like napalm. Too good. Go scream that in your car. That junk is fun.
Yeah, they have some cult classics on it, for sure. What did he?
Set it off like napalm. Heads or tails, real or not?
Honestly, there's so many bangers up here. The Past Should Stay Dead, Just Another Marionette. What's a clock without the battery? Like, yo.
Yeah, this.
One, two, I three, like this album four. A lot. Bro, there's like eight.
Almost.
There's like 8 out of 12 that are just like cult classic songs that like they're known for.
Dang. Most definitely would launch them and probably spark even more bangers to come out.
Were they on Rise with this?
What's up?
The record?
They're still with Rise. Yeah.
Rise, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And so 2 years would pass. At this time, Dance Gavin Dance, I will say in 2010, loses their vocalist. This is important because Johnny Craig is working with Amorosa, and they come out with their self-titled album. Amorosa, that also comes out in 2010, and this is the album. This is the magnum opus of Amorosa, in my opinion. It is the best.
What is? No, I have to say it every time I hear that word, magnum opus close, like beautiful moments. That's a seventh line.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. That's an Odin line.
Oh, you're right. It is an Odin line. Odin. My bad, OG.
What do we think of Amorosa?
Dude, this bro, is a...
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I got it. Like,
bro, top tier. This is top tier post-hardcore. I don't care. I don't care what nobody says. It's not even debatable. Like, this is, like, peak.
Yeah. This album is so freaking good. Mm-hmm. I like, just suggested it to my friend, Stefan. Shout out to Stefan. I just suggested it to him last night, and he was like, oh, for sure. Like, I'll listen to it, because Stefan listens to some rock sometimes. And so I was like, dude, you gotta hear this, man.
There's no drop off on this one.
No.
Like, not a sing, like every, like,
we all agree, top tier.
This is
Lucas Kaczewski is the drummer of, and he goes pretty heavy on this album. This is where he's most notable, is just he's banging on the drums the entire time. And of course, E.R. White comes with better guitar riffs, I would say, in most of his career.
Yeah.
In Amorosa. And dude, Johnny Craig just wailing it away.
This was the cleanest.
Yeah, this today, and the production on it was crazy.
Oh my god,
everything was so crisp.
It was so clean. It's ridiculous. Like, this felt like an album.
Yeah.
Like Relativity. Like, obviously it was their debut, but you could tell.
Yeah, it
like,
was.
We
it
didn't
was,
know. We don't know what we want to do yet.
Yeah, I agree.
This one they figured it out.
Yeah.
For the time being.
For the time being.
My favorite song, Live It, Love It, Lust It.
That's a, yeah, I did like that.
Favorite
songs? Wow. I don't have one.
You don't have one?
No. Shit. I gotta re-listen to it. I mean, like, granted for everybody out there, like, Lewis and Danko have been fans, and they just put me on because of this recording, but I listened to it once, and I listened to it half of it first, and I was like, this is already gonna be an amazing album.
This is probably the album that we would want everyone to, like, if you want to hear Amorosa,
this is the only album to listen
to.
This is the album for sure.
Like, really? Like, if you want to.
Do you have a favorite track from this?
Share the Sunshine, Youngblood, and I still feel her part 4.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Good intro. It's an example of an album with a good intro and a great outro.
Yeah. It just, like, the buildup was great.
Listen, if you listen to this album and you don't like it, you're a weirdo. Like, I'm not even, like, I'm not even trying to be biased or nothing. Like, this is just good music.
Yeah, this,
like,
is
like, this is peak.
Okay, so for me, the reason you should go and listen to this is every song feels full. Like, they hit all the highs and the lows, the mids. You know, the singing is also, like, complimenting all the background noise, and it just feels full. Like, mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like there's, like, you ever listen to hip hop and sometimes it's just everything is low and it's just like, I can't do this. I need fluctuation. I need everything to be hit. This album does it.
Most definitely. And so we're going to get back to Johnny Craig real quick before we get into the next album, but there's a couple things that happen. Johnny Craig has his solo tour, that he does. But Dance Gavin Dance loses their vocalist and asks Johnny Craig if he'd like to come back. Now, this causes a little bit of issues because Johnny Craig is focused on his solo tour and he's focused on Downtown Battle Mountain 2, which would come out with Dance Gavin Dance. So the band ultimately decides to kick Johnny Craig out.
Oh, really? That's what happened?
Mm-hmm.
After this?
After the self-titled.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, nah, Johnny, you're going to have to figure it out. You're going to have to balance both.
Yeah.
There's no, nope, I couldn't.
So Johnny Craig and John Mess rejoined Dance Band at Gavin Dance because John Mess left as well.
Oh, yeah.
They both rejoin.
Oh, my God.
Essentially, what happens is when Johnny Craig leaves, fan favorite Tillian Pearson actually comes as touring vocalist for Amorosa during this time. So another Dance Gavin Dance member, which we'll get over. Of course, formerly Tides of Man, which I love Tides of Man with Tillian.
Oh, my God. That was, I'm so sad it was short-lived.
It was short-lived.
They
good
were
concept,
insane.
Man.
Tides of Man was so good.
That's definitely we can do Listening Room on, too, because both
yeah,
those
please.
Albums are stories.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Yeah.
Dreamhouse?
Yeah. yeah, so Craig turned himself into Detox, and with the addiction, they kicked him out, and they do not want to hear Johnny Craig's voice or want to hear of Johnny Craig in Amorosa ever again. They're not, at this point, they're not looking for a vocalist like Johnny Craig, as they told people in, like, alternative press. They're looking for something different. They had discussed doing indie kind of folk stuff.
Yeah.
To transition with Johnny. So you can kind of hear that in the newer album, where the newer albums, it's moving towards that indie sound instead of the metalcore or the hardcore emo, if you will.
Unfortunate.
So at this time, they're still looking for a vocalist in 2013. They start working on their next album.
I have a question.
What's up?
Did you ever hear the demos that Tillian did?
I haven't. What is it? Super Cow, right? And I haven't listened to him.
It was weird only because, like, it was very rough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just rough out the studio. They didn't mix it or anything. Like, it was raw.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird, but I feel like it could have worked.
Yeah.
Obviously, because Tillian is just, like, different.
Yeah.
And like he already had been a part of bands with that sound.
Yeah.
So like it would have meshed perfectly well.
He was rumored to be one of the vocalists for Choice on Amorosa, which he denied, and of course the tracks got leaked somehow. And he kind of discredited himself there. So yeah. Tillian was supposed to be the lead vocalist for Amorosa. Obviously that didn't work out. And so Jason Alan Butler from Let Live joins for their new album, Versus. So Versus is...
Where was I during these
years? Nah, for Versus, it was Bradley Walden.
You're right.
Because he came from, what is it, Squid the Whale or something like that?
Squid Whale.
That was Squid. That was his band name.
That's right. Okay, let me... So, Jason Alan Butler was their guest vocalist for some of the tracks, but Bradley Walden, like you said, would come in to step in for Versus and 131. So, let's talk about Versus. Of course, the aftermath of the self-titled album. What do we think of Versus?
Mid.
Yeah. I think it's another one of those situations, the same when Johnny Craig came into the album for Relativity. It sounds like they're trying to find a sound again.
Yeah.
With everybody, with each other.
Yeah, there's only two songs I liked on it. I'll Just Wait and Cliff Notes. Those are like the highlights for me. Everything else was kind of just like there. You know, like if they would have put out a 2-song EP with just those, I would have been like, yo, they on to something. Mm-hmm. But they didn't. So they not on to nothing.
This album was super mid. I was so disappointed after listening to Amorosa to Versus. Granted, I understand that they're artists and they're trying to like head to a new place.
No, nah.
Lewis doesn't like it.
Nah, bro, the drop off was way too significant.
Yeah,
like this is one of those drop offs where like there's no get back. Like unless Johnny coming back, there's no get back.
I don't know, but it also is in the music. Like they took out all the
different band.
Yeah, they sound like a basic band.
They sounded
like a basic band, and they came from like such intense stuff. It was so tight. And then
they sound like a band that's just trying to like, they're trying to get off the ground.
Yeah. It sounded like a startup band.
It's
yeah.
weird. Like Amorosa has already been established in the game. Like everybody knows who they are in the scene.
Yeah.
But this was like a Amorosa. Who's
it
that?
It was like they took like 80 steps forward and then took like 900 steps back.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so after the release of Versus, we see two more members depart. We got Luke. They have such hard names sometimes. The drummer, Lucas Kaczewski. He leaves after Versus. And also we get the rhythm guitar and the backing vocals by Jonas Latikjar. And so
that's an easy name.
That was a little easier. And then when out 131, they introduced Matthew Marcellus for rhythm guitar and Jordan Stewart. They had a Connor Denis who was a guest drummer. And so we get the fourth studio album 131, which sees a massive departure from, we don't get any more of that kind of hardcore at this point. This is alternative.
Like this.
It has Cloud Nine on it, which is their single from the album. It's probably their most popular. And this came out in 2016. It's that more the further departure from Amorosa from what they used to be. And it sounds like from this album you should be able to tell that they've completely changed to more pop rock sound.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, what about 131, give or take?
I didn't, like, there's no standouts for me. But you can definitely tell, like, what you were saying, that they're transitioning to pop. They even signed to Hopeless.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, yeah. That's like the pop punkest label you could sign to.
Yeah. I love Blue on this album. The lead singer, what is his name? Bradley Walden. I liked there's a song from his past band, like Squid to Whale or whatever, called Hell I Need. And he has a very, like, you can hear the poppy choruses on this that he did on that, on Squid Whale. Is like, it's more catchy. It's more, you know, you give this to a normal person, they'll probably like it a little more than Amorosa's past stuff because it's catchy. And so, yeah, I like Blue.
It's weird, though, like.
I like the line in Cloud Nine where he says, like, what is it, like, leave something for a good life.
Mm-hmm.
It's so disappointing, though, because he can sing.
Yeah.
Like, he has his moments where I'm like, yo, like, I see why they picked him up. But that is, like, so many misses before you get that again.
It definitely feels like they're kind of picking at straws here.
Yeah.
Why should I watch you walk away from a good life? Mm-hmm. I was like, that's a cool line.
There's still the overall theme of Amorosa, which, I mean, you know, if there's anything that they keep, is the fact that they still sing about kind of like hopeless romantic stuff, like lost love, essentially. And, you know, that's 131, honestly. It's one of those albums where it's just like they're changing their sound. From going from self-titled Amorosa to Versus to 131, they've changed their sound like three times.
Yeah.
Not even including their Screamo origins. But, so, there are a couple people who, you know, leave. Essentially, it's only two people at the moment. You've got E.R. White, the lead guitar, who's been there since the very beginning. This is essentially his band.
Yeah.
At this point, yeah. Bradley Walden is still there. And then they've got some, you know, they've got Matthew Marcellus and Robert Joffred as bass. And they don't really have a drummer. They have a touring drummer, but they don't have like a drummer in house. And they release Peach Club. Jordan Stewart, who he was the keyboardist for all the albums in the past. He's been there since the beginning. He leaves and they announce Peach Club. And they actually get a... Oh, yeah. Okay. So they do Peach Club, and it's a complete shift in everything. No more post-hardcore. I wouldn't even say no more alternative.
Yeah, there's like dance pop.
It's dance pop, synth pop.
Yeah. See, pop, but pop, like... This was a better effort than Versus in 131.
True.
Like,
I agree.
Like, I don't know what...
They could have labbed up a little more and just, like, came out like with this album.
Like, I had more songs that I liked on this one than I did Versus and 131 put together.
Yeah, that's true. I feel that. I liked EXO, only because it sounds like a YouTube song.
They definitely... seems like they're going to stick with this sound, which is understandable because at this time, when Peach Club comes out, everyone else is changing their sound up. You've got Panic at the Disco, Paramore, even Senses Fail, one of the most prolific hardcore bands, changing their sound because this is the time of, you know, evolution, I guess you could say, for all these bands. They're getting older, so they might as well change their sound up. So that's the last album to come out, Peach Club. I thought it was okay. That was all right.
It was above Versus in 131 for sure.
100%. 100%. So at the moment, they don't have a label. The band was dropped by Hopeless. And at this point, they said they announced their sixth studio album last year. And so they're working on that, and they've released a single for it.
That does not sound like Peach Club. Like, no. They're changing their sound again.
They changed it again.
Go listen to Tuxedo, and then and then listen to their new single, Preach.
Yeah, they're like the knockoff
Tuxedo. Yeah, they're like they after Amorosa, like the self-titled one, they became Great Value Band.
Yeah. Bro, they really, I'm not sorry, even kidding. They, like, they have to change their name.
They
like just for the sake of the legacy of Amorosa, like, even though it's already tarnished because they've released so many albums without Johnny Craig already.
Yeah.
it's not looking good for our heroes, bro. And they're not even my hero like that.
My number five is Peach Club at the bottom. Number four is Versus.
What?
Number three is 131. Number two is This Is Your Way Out, their debut. And number one is Omarosa.
Where's Relativity at?
Oh, that's number two.
Oh, okay.
Then.
Wait.
Then number three is This Is Your Way Out.
You like Versus more than Peach Club?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I don't like... They changed the sound too much. That's what pisses me off the most. And that makes me... That, like, makes me angry at them. Every time they change it. So, like, if we're going through the years of me listening to Omarosa, like, when I get up to 2019, if they change their sound one more goddamn time, I'm going to kill them. And they did. And I got mad. So that's why I don't like Peach Club.
Oh, okay.
All right. For me, it's Omarosa.
Wait, are you going from top to bottom?
Yeah.
Go from bottom to top.
Okay. bottom to top. This Is Your Way Out is at the bottom of the barrel. Like, they did too much. This Is Your Way Out. 131. Versus Peach Club, Relativity, Omarosa.
Okay.
Mine's is 131 versus Peach Club, This Is Your Way Out, Relativity, then Omarosa. We can all agree at the top two. The top two is... Dude.
Bro, if anybody said Omarosa wasn't number one, like, we got to scrap, bro. Like, that's crazy.
That's so
like,
hard.
It's not even hard. Like, you can listen to that one and tell that, like, that has, it has the most everything in it.
Yeah, and the album.
Like, the most emotion, the better lyrics, like, everything.
I'm not going to say that the constant shift in band members changing affected Omarosa, because we've seen time and time again that that doesn't really matter. I'll bring up Dance Gavin Dance. They've had, like, four vocalists.
Yeah.
And they all brought something to the table. Four vocalists and three backup vocalists. Yeah. The Screamers.
See, but I can debate you with that one. Because I feel like even in doing that, the band still stayed the band.
That's what he's saying.
True. But I think, like, that's Will Swan's.
Like, the vocalist, like...
Yeah.
And I feel like... That had an effect on Omarosa, like the band members, for sure. For Dance Gavin Dance, I don't think so much.
I mean, Johnny and Craig leaving Omarosa, do you think that was affected them?
Definitely.
But it didn't affect Dance Gavin Dance.
Nah, because...
Kurt, like, Travis is amazing.
Yeah, like, they had other vocalists, like, that picked up the flack, I guess.
True. That's true.
Like, they knew how to maneuver without Johnny Craig. Omarosa has no idea how to maneuver without Johnny Craig.
Dude, Omarosa doesn't know how to maneuver at all.
Like, they don't know.
I don't even think it's Johnny Craig.
Like, once Johnny left, they're like, okay, well,
all right.
Nice to meet you.
Anyway. I don't know. Omarosa,
like, they don't even know each other.
Yeah. Omarosa just makes music in their homes and has never met in real life.
Yeah, like, they're just doing this over Discord.
For real.
Yeah, they've had nine members swap out.
Omarosa?
Not vocalists, but yeah, just nine members swap out.
There was a point in time, like, in the scene where, like, Dance Gavin Dance and Omarosa, it was like a, like, who's better?
Yeah.
Because Johnny was on both. And they're like, is he better with Omarosa or is he better with Dance Gavin Dance? So I feel like Tillian, like, I'm Dance Gavin Dance. So,
oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm going to help y'all. But DGD is me right now. Yeah. Like, this is me. I'm not gonna let y'all. I'm not gonna do anything for y'all that I wouldn't do for.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. So that's Omarosa. That's the B side. I didn't want to do the Revisited because the Revisited albums are bad. They're worse than the actual.
Is that album the like the acoustic?
Yeah. The remasters essentially, but. I'm not a fan, so I was just like, you know what? Maybe in the future we'll do other bands.
No, we don't got to.
Because I know some people, the people who have the biggest complaints on B-sides are that we don't talk about the music that much, or like talk more about certain albums. It's a little hard because if we do Dance Gavin Dance next month, We can't talk about every album for an hour.
We gotta like touch on like Tree City and like all those.
No, I don't think we're gonna do Tree City.
Okay. It's hard to go like through every single. You want us to go through every single track, bro? We only got so much time in the day.
Hear me out. If you start paying us, then we'll do it.
If you start paying us, we might do it.
If you support us on Patreon at The Untitled Mixtape, then maybe we'll do it on a bonus episode.
If anything, to pull away from this, listen to Emerose's self-titled album and go listen to Set It Off Like Napalm. That's just for me. But that song is too fun to sing. You can't tell me it's not.
Just listen to Relativity. Just listen to the first two albums, Relativity and Amorosa. Those are the only ones.
Not This Is Your Way.
That's an EP. That don't even really count.
Is that an EP?
It's considered an album on Spotify.
Yeah. It's more than seven songs, right? Or is it seven songs?
It is seven songs.
Yeah. Because I just figured that out. Listen, but if it's less than seven songs and you submit it, they're going to drop it as like a single.
Oh.
Okay.
So, but it was an album then, because it is seven songs.
No, it's still an EP, though. But they just categorize it as an album on Spotify.
Don't listen to This Is Your Way Out if you don't want to. I don't think it's that bad. I kind of enjoy it. But
I like it.
Listen to Relativity and Amorosa, because those two albums.
That's Amorosa.
Just yeah. listen to
everything
Johnny
else
Craig.
Is just like a.
Just listen to Johnny just Craig. Also, go listen Craig. To the song.
Yo, his solo, album was pretty dope.
He makes some good music.
He's just a dirtball.
Speaking of Johnny Craig and what we'll be doing for our next B-side, because we already have our next B-side planned, this one's going to be a big one. We're finally going to be doing Dance Gavin Dance B-side next month.
If you can't tell, Danko's very excited.
I'm super excited.
He's mentioned it like 8 times in this episode.
only because they have, they have a relationship.
He's also just very excited.
I'm so excited. Jackpot Juicer comes out July 29th, which is the day before recording. So we just decided, hey, let's just do a B-side on Dance Gavin Dance because their new album's coming out. So we're going to do it. We're going to go through it.
Jackpot Juicer.
That's the new album.
Besides that, have you guys listened to any other new music?
Yes.
I've been stuck on Chris Brown's album.
Don't get me wrong, because it is so fun, but that's a long album.
So, like, I went through it, and I made a playlist of, like, the ones that I feel are, like, super boppy.
Yeah.
There's, like, 15 out of the 24 that I feel like are just, like, fire.
I like
the other ones are dope.
Iffy, I'm trying to make a dance to that, for reals. Let's be real.
Yeah, they got some bangers on it.
I've been stuck on Giveon.
I haven't even got, bro. Like,
dude, Sad Boy Hours are real.
I heard it was really good.
I just haven't been able to get. Dude, just go with Sad Boy Hours tonight. It's good. Did you see Sango dropped an album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to that either.
Because it's like, you know, like how Drake, well, I don't know if you know, but Drake and Beyonce, yeah, like did housing stuff. And I get it because like if people out there who don't know, if you listen to house music, it's very derived from black culture or like African Afro beats and stuff. And Drake put out one, Beyonce put out one. If you don't know Sango, go listen to Sango. He put one called Great Lakes Influences. And he talks about like where he's pulled from. It's crazy. He talks about like Brazil, but the Sango, of course he's going to pull from Brazil, but he talked about like Nigerian music and adding that in there and stuff. It's tight. I haven't finished it yet, but it definitely makes me want to bounce for sure.
070 Shake, You Can't Kill Me. She's great. I hate her debut, though.
I heard that one was really good.
I enjoyed it. Like, I don't listen to her debut. I couldn't hear a damn thing she was
saying. I don't like her like that.
Oh.
But, like, I heard somebody said that this is, like, their album of the year.
It's good. I wouldn't say it's album of the year good. It's really enjoyable, honestly. She doesn't do too bad. She raps pretty well, but it's mostly not about the rap. It's about the production.
Wait, who?
070 Shake.
I don't even know who that is.
She had a debut a year ago, or 2 years ago now.
I only know who she is because of like who her manager was at the time.
Who's her manager?
I forgot her name, but she was like... a well-known person.
Listen to Cocoon or Come Back Home. Those songs are really good. It's only about an hour long. Fantastic Negrito is also just... That guy's crazy, man. He released White Jesus, Black Problems, and it's a really good folk, just country album. Like, super good, dude. Super good. And then my last suggestion, I listened to it today, is Paolo Nutini's album, Last Night in the Bittersweet. Crazy rock album. Weird. It's got a lot going on, but it's an experience for sure. And I like, what is that? Acid Eyes is a good song, which it'll probably be in a playlist that we put in. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I need to listen to Earth Gang's Deluxe because they released like 5 more songs.
They dropped a deluxe?
Yeah. Earth Gang's
That's the only reason I know who she is. Because she was like promoting her super heavy on Twitter.
Was it Ghetto Gods?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ghetto Gods.
Yeah, they released a little deluxe feature.
Lube's album was fire.
Oh yeah, you told us that last good. Time too.
It was super good. I liked it.
Food and Liquor.
And then this one.
That's yeah. To me, like what food a gap. And liquor, Food and Liquor. This one, The Cool, and then Tatsuo and You.
The Deer Hunter, Anti-May.
Yeah, I'm not.
Shut up. It was good.
Bro, 50 minutes?
It's good. For
eight songs.
You act like we didn't do Listening Room for the Deer Hunter and the first two albums had 7-minute songs on them.
Okay, that's different. How long were the albums?
Like an hour?
Yeah.
But like more than 8 songs. Like.
Yeah, but.
But some of the songs were like very small.
I will give it to you.
See, but I mean,
5-minute songs.
Nah, I have no problem listening to long songs. I'm a fan of Joe Budden. Joe Budden was like known for making songs for like 8 minutes, just like talking about women. Like Joe Budden was like the most. Oh my god! Like this dude was long winded.
The Deer Hunter, good.
Is that what you sent us?
Ring, no, I didn't send you that. Ring 2 Nature, that's the best song. And then my last one is Soccer Mommy. Freaking dope-ass indie rock, dream pop. It was really good. She got a great voice. She does some weird stuff. I'm with it. Listen to Shotgun. That's a freaking great song. And that's it. That's all I got. Anything else, boys?
Nah.
Joey Badass dropped a single. I didn't listen to it, though.
Oh, he has a song with Chance. Which is, I thought it was pretty good. It's called Highs and Lows.
Joyner.
Isn't Chance?
What?
He made a remix to Isis. I would not.
Oh, I saw that. I don't know how much I care.
Can you remix your own songs?
He did something on like Facebook, Instagram or whichever. And was like asking for somebody to spit a verse to it and see if he was gonna put it on, and that's what the remix is for. It was like it's just like a fan engagement remix. That's why I was like, I don't know how much I care.
Conway the Machine and Big Ghost, their little EP was pretty dope. What has been blessed cannot be cursed.
I need to listen to music that I haven't or that I'm used to listening to. I've heard so much new music lately.
Are you familiar with Anne Berlin?
Anne Berlin, the band? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't listened to them in like 10 years.
Yeah, because they barely came back.
Oh, yeah.
But they dropped a single. I didn't listen. There's stuff that I haven't got to listen to because I've been stuck on Chris Brown's album.
Dude, that's also a long... Wait, you're going to complain about the 8 songs with 50 minutes and you listen to Chris Brown?
Listen, look. There's 23 songs on Chris Brown's album right now.
Yeah, I'm aware.
No, but check this.
You trying to do the math right now?
No, peep this. It's an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
23 songs.
Yes.
Theirs is 50 for 8. I refuse.
No, you don't. You finna
it's
listen.
It's not about quantity. It's about 50 quality.
50 minutes for 8 songs.
You listen to Chris Brown album
23.
It's not about quantity. It's about
an quality. Hour and 20.
Yeah, but have you listened hold
on.
Have you listened to the past three albums from Chris Brown?
I listen to them often. But look, they're honestly, bro. Chris Brown's last three albums have been top tier.
They're good, but Jesus,
those are top tier.
This last Chris Brown album, it took me 8 drives to finish the album. It
took me 1.
Where to where?
To here.
When I work at night.
Oh, that doesn't count. That's not the same thing. When I work at night.
Nah, bro. I might be dropping an EP like soon.
Yeah.
Like this month type soon. I don't know. Maybe yeah.
All right.
Sick, bro.
Well, that was a B-side, dude. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Take our recommendations.
Yeah.
We already said what we were going to listen to. Or what you should listen to when it comes to Omarosa. It is the self-titled. And with that, I'd like to shout out the Working On It Network.
Yeah.
We are joined with a bunch of other amazing podcasts, like the Chit Show podcast with Leo. He goes over pop culture and news. He releases, drops episodes on Mondays. And Solarian Girl. They go over their favorite book series, Zodiac Academy. And that's with Candace and Brittany. And they usually drop on Tuesdays or Sundays, one of the two. But if you haven't already, check out our last episode. We had a fun interview.
Yeah, shout out to us.
Yeah, shouts out to us. But check that out.
That song sure is good.
Yeah, sure is good. You would know what it is if you listened to it.
The one that I have on my phone.
Oh, you have it now?
No.
Oh.
I've just been listening to
the one that you emailed us.
Just save the video. I'll send you the video.
Did she email you?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't check.
Oh, you're so scummy. you're so stinky for that.
It's facts.
Why don't you just ask her? You know her.
Yeah, well, but she said she was gonna email it to you. Did you even
check? You know her personally. We just met
via Discord. Dang. He's gatekeeping.
As a friend.
Whoa.
Me personally?
I would never.
I would have checked my email that night.
There's a song that you liked that one of my friends made and you wanted it, I would have got that for you.
I'll handle it. All right.
Yeah, guys, we'll see you in a week and complain again.
Enough.
Ladies, have a nice night. And we'll see you next time on this podcast.
Watch how you're sleeping. My shoulder still hurts, man.